Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition, the post-Christmas edition of Q&A. I hope everything went well on your Christmas, and if you had some Christmas visitors, perhaps the crazy uncle we all keep in the attic when company comes, and he wanted to talk about politics at the dinner table. Well, we have the perfect book for you. On today's show, back in October, I interviewed Michael Barone, who has written a wonderful book called How Political Parties Change. It's a completely nonpartisan book that just shows you how we got to where we are today because the major political parties have changed over the past many years. And he details with amazing research how they did that and how they got where they are today. So Michael Barone will be our first guest today. And then at the bottom of the hour after the state and local news and weather check, I'm going to put on my movie reviewer cap and give you a list of what some very respected movie critics think were the best films of the year and the best films of the decade. Remember, the decade comes to an end Tuesday at midnight. And also, and this is maybe the best part of it, the worst movies of a decade. If you ever pay attention to the Razzies, you know what a lot of those really bad movies are, and I've got an idea who will make the Razzies this year, but we'll talk about the best and worst movies, both of this year and of the decade, coming up at after the news break at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we all know that this is the time of year when people go to Christmas and New Year's Eve parties, and Whiskey Row is bustling with activity. Well, you know, if you don't have a designated driver with you, which we strongly recommend having one with you, of course, and you can't get a ride on your own, keep in mind that a lot of very responsible local merchants have made possible Do the Ride Thing. Now, this is in effect through 6 a.m. New Year's Day. You can get a safe ride home for free. No, not to another bar, but only to go home. It's a free ride. What you do is where you are doing your drinking, ask your bartender or server to do the ride thing, and they know who to call. They will provide the taxi cab service for you from Grab a Cab Taxi Service. Now, this ride is limited to one person to your home only, and you must mention Do the Ride Thing, and it's only valid with Grab a Cab Taxi and only valid when you go to your server and ask them to do the ride thing. They will make that call for you and make sure it is free. This is a very important community service from Arizona's hometown radio group, Grab a Cab Taxi Service, Finley Toyota Prescott, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, and SignalsAZ.com, plus, of course, our friends at Budweiser, Hensley Beverage. Thank you very much, Fast Freddy. So, do the ride thing if you've imbibed just a bit too much. Keep those streets safe. And by the way, if you do imbibe too much, you might not be aware of the cover story in today's Prescott Daily Courier. I believe it's at the bottom of the front page. How many people got pulled over, primarily for speeding or for seatbelt violations the past couple of days? They will be looking for you between now and New Year's Eve if you have been drinking too much too. Please keep that in mind. Keep the roads safe. Do the ride thing. So on that note, we will take a break and come back with Michael Barone to talk about his book, How Political Parties Change. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about the best and worst movies of this year and this decade. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Ho, 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 ready to go!
Pretty pumped this year, eh, Santa?
New sleigh, lots of toys, and what's this sticking out of my bag?
Families around Prescott want new Subarus this year.
The holes will never fit down a chimney.
It's okay, we've got their garage door codes.
Give Santa a break with some holiday help from Findlay Subaru Prescott. During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event, you can take a new 2020 Forester home for the holidays for as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $279 a month. 2 years complimentary maintenance included. Also during the Share the Love event, Subaru of America will donate $250 to your selected national and hometown charities. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit excludes government and dealer fees. Now through January 2nd, 2020, lease a new 2020 standard Forester model code LFB-01 for 36 months with $2479 at signing and zero security deposit. See dealer for complete details.
It's a great way to start your weekend.
You got a project, question, or a dilemma?
It's Rosie on the House.
I'm very happy to talk with you.
Arizona's most trusted home improvement show. That's more than just home improvement.
Health benefits of gardening.
If you plant it once, it'll make fruit for decades.
And getting you to enjoy the great state of Arizona. So drop by our house, where we strive to become
every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man! Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Barrett Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Lucky's in Yavapai Casino,
RED Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the LA Rams
Sunday at 2,
live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM,
Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden,
95.5 FM,
Prescott Valley and Cottonwood,
KQNA.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. In today's polarized political climate, we have just a book for you. It's How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. And the author is Michael Barone. Michael, why did you write How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't?
Well, I've been watching, writing about, participating in, analyzing American politics for a long time now, about a half a century, and I hear all this apocalyptic talk about how we've never faced greater difficulties, greater risks, greater animosity before, and I thought I would share some of my perspective on the longer run of American history, because one of my takes and one of the major arguments in the book is that we have very old political parties. Democratic Party founded in 1832, Republican Party founded in 1854. That's 165 years ago. And those parties have proven to be resilient, adaptable, and at the same time to have an enduring institutional character. So I thought I'd share some of my ideas here with a view of urging my fellow citizens to calm down just a little.
You know, with the amount of money that is spent from donors in both of the traditional parties, is there any room for a third party? As I recall, the last serious third party candidate was John Anderson.
Well, John Anderson, you also had Ross Perot in the 1990s. Entering the race, being competitive and polling with Bill Clinton and George Bush for a while, then getting out of the race, getting back in at the beginning of the October and ending up with 19% of the vote. That's a pretty strong showing for a third party candidate. a man who started off as a well-known celebrity with some views, some public career involved. But Donald Trump, a well-known celebrity with some commentary on public issues, well-known, decided to get in this race in 2016 as a Republican, even though he'd been given a lot of money to the Democratic Party. And I think that shows a judgment about the strength of the party. So they continue to be strong, and I think they are particularly suited to a country that has always been diverse. It didn't just get diverse yesterday. We've been diverse since British colonial days.
Mm-hmm. You know, prior to the November 2016 election, so many pundits were predicting an easy Hillary Clinton win and the demise of the Republican Party. And now, with Trump heading up the Republican Party, they're predicting the demise of a Democratic Party. Why do they get so hysterical about this?
Well, I suppose one reason is that if you're a professional pundit, and I guess I've been one for a while, you can't write the same thing every week. So there's a premium on novelty, on saying something new and different. And you always want to be the first one to spot a development that mm-hmm. turns out to occur, even if the demise of the two major parties has not occurred in 187 and 165 years, and at times when they have faced much stronger challenges than they faced in the last 25 or 30 years.
You mentioned in your book how the Democrats almost were extinct in 1920 and the Republicans in 1932, but they both rebounded to be competitive. Do you believe Donald Trump will leave the Republican Party stronger or weaker?
Well, I think he'll leave the Republican Party probably about as strong as it has been. He won an election which in 2016 after Mitt Romney lost in 2012. He got roughly the same percentage of the vote. But, the stronger with some groups of the electorate, weaker with others. We've been in a period since the beginning of the 90s where the two parties have been really competitive, where mm-hmm. we've had no presidential candidates got more than 53% of the vote. Republican Party has won majorities in the House of Representatives in most elections. The Democratic Party has won more presidential elections than the Republican Party. But it's something like the 1870s, 1880s of polarized partisan parity between the two parties. It's pretty easy these days to predict how 40 to 45 of the states will vote in many presidential mm-hmm. elections, and it's pretty difficult to predict who will win.
In your experience, what are the essential characteristics of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party?
Well, the Republican Party since 1854 has always been centered on a core constituency of people who are thought to be typical Americans, but who by themselves are not the majority. This was the New England Yankees spread across the Midwest in 1850s. It is white married Christians today. They're thought of as typical. They're not the majority. The Democratic Party has always been a coalition of outgroups of peoples who are seen as not being typical Americans, but who joined together can be a national majority. When they got internal disputes, they look like an internally, a circular firing squad. But the Democratic, both parties are capable of winning a majority, and both parties are capable of finding a home, a political home, mm-hmm. a political means for the large majority of people in what has always been a culturally, religiously, regionally, economically, ethnically, a diverse country.
What do you think are some of the unfair characterizations made by the other side of each opposing party?
You've asked me a question that would take another hours and hours to answer. The fact is that, an adversarial election system does not put a premium on describing accurately members of, candidates of the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you can say that, if you really can insult them in ways that ring true, that can be a winner. Donald Trump would say that his characterization of crooked Hillary would be one such example. Democrats would deny that that's a fair example. So it's one you can argue about. The fact is that your test of accuracy is going to be failed on many such occasions. But the people, I think, ultimately have to be the judge. I mean, I thought it was very interesting last week. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and controlling shareholder of Facebook, mm-hmm. made the point that a tech company like Facebook shouldn't be deciding which political speech is accurate and which is not, and shouldn't get in the business of banning political speech that it denies, that it decides is not accurate. He says that, in this kind of a democratic republic with freedom of speech, that decision should be made by the voters, by the consumers, by the readers, by people who can experience all, if they wish, all the political dialogue and make their own decisions about what's fair and honest. And I would borrow from my own experience as a political consultant some years ago that the accurate charge is more effective politically than the inaccurate charge. You risk being unbelievable when you make inaccurate charges. Whereas, if you say something that's really accurate, it can hurt the other side pretty badly.
Now, the title of your book, of course, is How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. So in your experience, how have they changed and how have they not?
Well, they've changed in a lot of ways. I've got chapters in this book about how the liberals disappeared from the Republican Party, conservatives disappeared from the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. This was something that Franklin D. Roosevelt advocated. The political scientists of the 1950s said we'd be better off with one clearly liberal party, one clearly conservative party. We've got that today, and of course, the political scientists of day say that's just awful with terrible polarization and so forth. It just shows you can't pin political scientists down. The Democratic Party had a lot of conservatives, many of whom were Southerners, and were still voting on the basis of the Civil War. I mean, Georgia was John F. Kennedy's number two state in 1960. Why was that? They were still angry that Sherman marched his Union troops through Georgia only 96 years before. Hmm. They were still voting on the basis of old issues because the Civil War had such a huge impact on people's lives. In time, those issues were replaced by other issues like military intervention, like cultural issues like abortion, and most voters in Georgia took the conservative position on those issues and ended up supporting the Republican primary most of the time in recent years. Liberal Republicans, why were they liberal if they favored some big government New Deal type measures? Well, one reason is they thought the Democratic Party's urban political machines were corrupt, its labor union supporters were violent and coercive, and that the Southern segregationist governors prevented Democrats from supporting equal rights to the extent that the liberal Republicans thought was a good idea. That was the case in 1960 when you had Republican liberals like Nelson Rockefeller mm-hmm. opposing John F. Kennedy. By 20 years later, the segregationist governors governors had gone, that there wasn't anybody really that was a segregationist anymore. The urban big city machines had crumbled to a considerable extent, and the labor unions had much smaller memberships. And the political heirs of Nelson Rockefeller, including his nephew Jay Rockefeller, decided to become Democrats. No reason to stay in the Republican Party anymore.
How do you feel about pundits who say the battle no longer is our guy versus their guy, but get the vote out?
Well, there's a lot to say for that. You have people are voting straight ticket party lines mm-hmm. these days yeah. over the last 15 or 20 years to a much greater extent than they did in the 1960s and 70s and early 80s. So that makes a certain amount of sense. Identify the people that are going to vote your side and then make sure that they vote. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to try to mobilize those people and enthuse them. That can make the difference in an election. But there's still, is a role for persuasion, a role for trying to convince people who are ambivalent between the two parties, who find both parties' candidates to be attractive, or, as seems to be the case more often these days, both parties' candidates unattractive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I watch the current political environment, and I say, as I did in 2016, both parties seem to be doing a good job of trying to lose this election. you can make an argument about that today. But I think mobilizing people, getting them out to vote, remains very important. When you look at Donald Trump winning crucial electoral votes, 20 in Pennsylvania, 16 in Michigan, 10 in Wisconsin, 46 electoral votes by less than 1% of turnout, those narrow margins suggest that getting people out to vote in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Ohio, and Wisconsin was essential to electing Donald Trump the 45th president.
Michael, when I visited the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, I learned that Reagan was a Democrat who became Republican. He was a union man, president of Screen Actors Guild, who became a company man. And famously, while he was in the White House, he would fight like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill during the day. Then they played gin rummy that night. Are those days over?
I don't see Nancy Pelosi playing gin rummy with Donald Trump. And I think the kind of friendship between Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill has been exaggerated somewhat. They had their amicable meetings, but they were not very close friends. Reagan didn't really have very close friends. It's an interesting, his idea of a fun evening was spending it with his wife Nancy, holding her hand on the couch and watching an old movie on television.
Sure.
I think that there's a lot of discord between the politicians. There are some people that manage to penetrate through this and to evoke favorable impressions from other people. The late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died earlier this month, Democrat from Baltimore, Maryland, an aggressive committee chairman or ranking minority member, nonetheless had some strong Republican friends that he worked with and often against. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, former congressman, Republican. Mark Meadows of North Carolina, Republican. The tributes that they paid to him, I think, were heartfelt. You don't hear them about some other people when they pass away. It shows that somebody who has a strong character can make friends across the party lines. It's the exception, however, and not the rule.
In your book, you mentioned the outstate Midwest and how crucial they were to Donald Trump's 2016 electoral triumph. What exactly is the outstate Midwest, and how does that trend politically for next year's election?
Well, I use the term outstate Midwest to refer to those parts of the Midwestern states which are outside metropolitan areas with a population of a million or more. And, you know, one way to analyze the country is to separate it into those major metro areas, million or more, and the rest of the country. It splits the country down almost exactly 50-50. Half of us live in million-plus metro areas. Half of us don't. And it's if you look at votes that changed from 2012 to 2016, and you look where those votes came, were most frequent, largest percent proportions, it's the outstate Midwest, areas that had voted Democratic for past Democrats, gave Hillary Clinton very, very few votes. Donald Trump did significantly better, particularly in some of those outstate areas that had lost blue-collar industry and so forth, than earlier Republicans. The outstate Midwest has a smaller percentage of college graduates than do the major metro areas, where the bulk of college graduates end up moving and making their livings. And so Trump made his gains among white non-college voters in these areas, including some of the places in outstate Midwest that include people who were, you know, retired labor union leaders or people that came from labor union families and had a heritage of voting Democratic. And you know, they voted against Mitt Romney, who was the son of an auto company CEO, in 2012. Those people moved in large numbers to Donald Trump in 2016. And the other thing, I think, the factor that works for Trump what I call outstate Midwest, is that this is an honesty belt. This is an area where in the small towns and rural areas, there's a resentment still of big city machine politics, corruption, big money changing place. You know, the people in these areas have a low tolerance for corruption. The outstate Midwest trended heavily against the Republican Party during the Watergate crisis. You may remember that when Gerry Ford was confirmed to be Nixon's second vice president, in his congressional district, the solidly Republican district for many years in Grand Rapids, Michigan, came up. It was won by a Democrat, as were a number of other outstate Midwest districts. This was an indication that opinion was moving strongly against Nixon on the impeachment issue. What we saw in 2016 in the outstate Midwest was that Hillary Clinton's low reputation for honesty and trustworthiness. Nationwide, only about 32% of the voters said she was honest and trustworthy. That worked for her generally nationally, but I think the impact was especially strong in the outstate Midwest, a territory that always distrusted corruption and concealment of politically pertinent misconduct. And I think that worked heavily against Hillary Clinton's candidacy.
When you mentioned rural versus urban areas in the Midwest, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I was always amused that during election season, politicians running for statewide office, when they were in St. Louis or in Kansas City, they pronounced it Missouri. But when they're doing the small towns, it's Missouri.
Yeah, well, that's right. The Harry Truman's home state, let me just call it that, is the only state I know that has two generally recognized pronunciations in standard Midwestern English, depending whether you're in the St. Louis media market or not. With St. Louis media market is about 37% of the state.
The name of the book is How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. The author who we're speaking to is Michael Barone. How can our listeners get a copy of your books and learn more about you?
Well, you can go to EncounterBooks.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and I would be grateful if you buy a copy of the book. And it's relatively short, but we go through a lot of history. And maybe it will help you amid all this political turbulence to calm down just a little.
And we strongly recommend the book. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you for having me.
This holiday season, we're all part of the Chevy family. During Lamb Chevrolet's employee discount for everyone, the Chevy price you pay is what we pay, and not a cent more. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Right now, you can get the Chevy employee discount on all remaining new 2019 models and select 2020s. Save over $9,000 off on the 2019 Silverado regular cab and over $13,800 off on the double cab. Start out right in 2020 with a new car and a factory warranty. Save up to 30% off on a 2019 Impala, Malibu, or Sonic. Enjoy employee pricing and drive off in a brand new 2020 Equinox for under 20 grand or a 2020 Spark for under 10 grand. So hurry into Lamb Chevrolet to take advantage of Chevy's employee discount for everyone. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Voted best of the best for the seventh year in a row. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, before we get to the years and decades, best and worst movies, want to remind you that since this is still a holiday season, we all remember Black Friday, right? The big shopping day, the day after Thanksgiving. Well, Black Monday is only 4 days away if you're an NFL coach, and what that means is that the day after the regular season ends, which is Monday, I wonder how many NFL coaches will be shown the door. Back when the Arizona Cardinals were still in St. Louis, I believe it was 1985, 86, their head coach, oh, I'm sorry, 84, their head coach was Jim Hanifin, who was a legendary offensive line coach who'd been promoted the head coach. And apparently ownership wasn't too thrilled with Jim Hanifin because the season ended with a home game at Busch Stadium. And as the players and coaches are walking off the field after the final gun, Hanifin goes to his office, puts the key in, and the door won't open. So he calls one of the maintenance people over, and the maintenance man says, "Well, we just changed the lock." That was how Jim Hanifin found out he was fired as the Cardinals head coach. They changed the locks on the office door. Oh, my goodness. Well, I do have some good local news for you, by the way. A magical Cirque Christmas is coming tomorrow to the Findlay Toyota Center at 7 p.m. Today they are in Tempe, and then right after they play Prescott Valley, they'll be going to Thousand Oaks, California, in the San Fernando Valley, then to San Diego. I mean, they've got quite a busy schedule. The producers of The Illusionists brought together a terrific cast of entertainers for a really great holiday production. It's called A Magical Cirque Christmas, and it's full of dazzling performers. I mean, circus artists, acrobats, illusionists, plus great Christmas music performed live. It's a real family event, and that'll be taking place tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Findlay Toyota Center. Well, and of course, with the mention of the NFL Black Monday coming up, Arizona Cardinals looked pretty good last week, and they will take on the L.A. Rams this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Coliseum, where I went last year to see the Cardinals play the Rams, and boy, was that a debacle. The Cardinals never even crossed midfield. This is last year. They never crossed midfield until the last minute of the game. I think we're going to do a lot better this Sunday at the Coliseum. But, well, you know, when you're watching a really bad football game from literally the 86th row of the Coliseum, not a real good time on a Sunday afternoon in the sunshine in Southern California. From that seat, we could see Guam, but we could barely make out the uniform numbers. So, Cardinals and Rams this Sunday on KQ&A at 2 p.m. with a, I believe, a 1 o'clock pregame show. Hey, stay tuned now for a check of news and weather. Then we'll talk about the best and worst movies of this year and this decade on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bowalik & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bowalik & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bowalik & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Magical Cirque Christmas is a new holiday spectacular that will dazzle audiences of all ages. Featuring world-class talent performing breathtaking circus acts set to your favorite Christmas classics. Grab the entire family and experience a Magical Cirque Christmas.
Magical Cirque Christmas coming to the Findlay Toyota Center December 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 26th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
There's still time for a tax deduction while it's still 2019. Barbara Villa talks to St. Mary's Food Bank about that.
Jerry Brown with the food bank says in Arizona, individuals can donate up to $400, couples up to $800, and get a state tax credit for the full amount.
You're really kind of loaning the money and it comes right back to you.
Just make sure, though, you make that $400 or $800 cash donation by December 31st. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Cold, rainy, and snowy tonight through tomorrow, warming only to about 40 today in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling tonight to near 30, with rain and snow totaling 2 to 4 inches overnight, warming only to a rainy, snowy 37 tomorrow, with an additional 1 to 3 inches of fresh snow, then clearing to a mostly sunny weekend, with highs Saturday and Sunday around 38. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of afternoon rain, a high today near 48, chilling to a rainy overnight low near 36, with more rain tomorrow and a Friday-Saturday high around 43, clearing Saturday for a Sunday high near 46, with a 20% chance for snow showers returning to the area early Monday afternoon. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:42, time to talk about the best movies of the year. And I researched a whole lot of different film critics to get a pretty good consensus. And Brian Truitt of USA Today appeared to have pretty much the most representative list. These are his choices for the 10 best films of 2019. Number 10, Avengers Endgame. He says Marvel's sprawling time-traveling epic, now on Blu-ray and digital HD, paid off 10-plus years and more than 20 movies of storytelling before it unleashed a breathless final confrontation between a good guy collective and A-list big bad Thanos. That was James Brolin, of course. The swan song for stalwarts Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans was rousing, emotional, and goosebump-inducing, all sealed with a long-anticipated kiss. Number 9, Parasite. The poor Kim family goes from making money folding pizza boxes to running a mini-mansion in Bong Joon-ho's South Korean dark comedy. One by one, the four ingratiate themselves as key cogs of the rich and naive Park family. It's a clever bit of class warfare for the first half, until it twists into a deeper and more socially conscious look at ourselves that'll stick with you long after it's over. Number 8, Wild Rose. That is not played here. That's about a lady who comes out of prison with ambitions to become a big country star. Number 7, Us, which played here back in the spring. A family endures absolute chaos when they're introduced to their killer doppelgangers in Jordan Peele's Scary Tale, now on Blu-ray and digital HD, which offers eerie imagery, wonderfully dark humor, and an intriguing concept inspired by, believe it or not, Hands Across America. What's really horrifying, though, is why we're not all discussing Lupita Nyong'o being an Oscar nomination shoe-in for her dual roles, including as 2019's number one villain. Movie number six among the best, Ford versus Ferrari, which is now at the Harkins 14. Director James Mangold's throwback racing drama will zoom right into your soul with super cool and ultra-speedy car sequences, plus its two leads, talented British driver Ken Miles, Christian Bale, and ace automotive designer Carroll Shelby, Matt Damon, are on a mission to help Ford Motor Company, led by Henry Ford II, played by Tracy Letts, win the 1966 Le Mans, facing off with both Ferrari but also corporate stuffed suits. Movie number five on the best list, Booksmart. Booksmart is like Fast Times at Ridgemont High and The Breakfast Club before it, debuting director Olivia Wilde's rowdy high school comedy, also on Blu-ray and digital HD right now, redefines the teen comedy for the 21st century. Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Dever play overachieving best friends who finally let loose the night before high school graduation with a quirky crew of multidimensional scene-stealing classmates in tow. And if you saw that movie, you'll remember Beanie Feldstein. She is Jonah Hill's sister. Number four, not yet at the Harkins, but coming soon, 1917. Filmed as one continuous take, Sam Mendes's immersive World War I drama plays more like a thriller surrounding viewers with the constant danger of trench warfare and ticking clock stress of a deadly mission. The film is packed with British notables like Colin Firth, Benedict Cumberbatch, though it's George MacKay and Dean Charles Chapman who you'll care most about as two young soldiers looking out for each other to protect their squad in the worst of circumstances. Number three on the list, Little Women, Louisa May Alcott's classic coming-of-age tale, now playing, of course, at the Harkins, feels oh so resonant now in the capable hands of writer-director Greta Gerwig. A retro setting meets modern elements to create an atmosphere anything but anachronistic, and the March sisters feel wonderfully vibrant, especially Saoirse Ronan's hot-tempered writer Jo and Florence Pugh's vain Amy. A couple things about Little Women. It was filmed in Concord, Massachusetts, which is the same setting as the book. And the four leads, the four sisters, not one of them is American-born, even though it's an American classic novel. How odd. And by the way, the Emma Watson role in Little Women was originally cast for Emma Stone. How interesting. And number two on the list, Marriage Story. This is currently on Netflix. I suspect it'll be showing in theaters very soon. Complete emotional exhaustion is rarely this satisfying. Writer-director Noah Baumbach's divorce drama follows theater director Charlie, that's Adam Driver, and his actress wife Nicole, Scarlett Johansson, as the separating couple navigate a time of emotional turmoil. They battle over personal and professional matters as where their son Henry will live, but also revisit their own love story, a shattering drama that will definitely be a big contender around Oscar time. And Brian Truitt of USA Today, based upon a lot of his fellow critics, named this as the number one movie of 2019. I am thrilled to say it is Jojo Rabbit, a film I just could not say enough great things about. Taika Waititi's brilliant World War II satire centers on young Jojo, portrayed by Roman Griffin Davis, a 10-year-old kid so devoted to the Nazi youth that his wacky, hype man imaginary friend also is his idol, Adolf Hitler, played as a complete goofball by the director. Now, when the boy discovers his mother, Scarlett Johansson, is harboring a Jewish girl in their house, everything changes. Jojo learns a life-altering lesson in love and empathy that we could all use. And believe me, Jojo Rabbit will touch all of your emotions. It is, I believe, a fabulous movie. Now for the 10 or the 20 best movies of the decade, according to The Hollywood Reporter, number 20, The King's Speech, 19, Call Me By Your Name, 18, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 17, Wonder Woman, 16, The Hunger Games, 15, Bohemian Rhapsody, number 14 is Hidden Figures, number 13 is Mad Max, Fury Road, number 12, The Social Network, my favorite movie of the decade, and then there's Birdman, Bridesmaids, Argo, which I thought was brilliant. When I saw Argo, the minute the end credits played, I thought, I have just seen the best movie of 2012, and sure enough, it won the Best Picture Oscar. Also on the list, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, A Star is Born, another brilliant film I absolutely loved, La La Land, yes, I love that one too, Avengers Endgame, and then closing out the top four. This is kind of a, I don't know about these four, but number four, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the Christopher Nolan film Inception, number three, Black Panther, number two, 12 Years a Slave, and number one for the decade, Get Out, directed by Jordan Peele, starring Daniel Kaluuya. It didn't even win the Best Picture for its year, but it's named here in their idea, the Best Picture of the decade. So I enjoyed it, but not that much, really. Now for the fun part. Let's take a look at what The Hollywood Reporter calls the worst movies of the decade. This is The Hollywood Reporter film critics' picks of the embarrassing worst movies of the 2010s. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Oh, my goodness, what was Tim Burton doing? Also, everything made by Adam Sandler, except the current Uncut Gems. That's actually a pretty good movie. And Adam Sandler has a dramatic role in Uncut Gems, which is playing right now at the Harkins 14. But everything else he made during the decade, such as Just Go With It, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, The Cobbler and Pixels, are absolute turkeys. Another one of the worst films of the decade, Cowboys and Aliens with Daniel Craig. What was he thinking taking a role like that? Other worst movies of a decade, The Emoji Movie. Oh, here's one of my all-time favorite bad movies, The 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. All three of them are on this list. Also, The Human Centipede trilogy. Who on earth makes a movie like this? And who on earth green lights two sequels, yes, of The Human Centipede. What were they thinking? But people paid to see them. Then there's The Last Airbender, movie 43, This Means War, and Valentine's Day. That completes the Hollywood Reporter's list of the worst movies of the decade, the best movies of a decade, and Brian Truitt from USA Today, his best movies of the year. And we saw Little Women last night. Yes, I'm a man. I saw Little Women. I still have my man card. Really good movie. And once again, filmed in the town where the book was set, Concord, Massachusetts. Good movie, though. Stay tuned. Going to have some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guest coming your way in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Traveling home for the holidays? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip home. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Every time you get your nails done, double miles. Or if you're in charge of buying the turkey, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
A greeting for the new year from the staff and management of KQ&A.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Gregory Scott.
I'm Cindy Oxford.
I'm DJ Phone.
I'm Diane Tucker.
I'm Bill Monroe.
I'm Shelley Morris.
I'm Chuck Roberts.
I'm Michelle Dubay.
I'm Russ Edwards.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Nick Canuel, wishing a safe, happy, and prosperous new year to your family from ours. The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're a fan of the game show The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right Live is coming to Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Come on down. Everybody's favorite game show returns, local and live. Randomly selected contestants will play Plinko. They'll spin the big wheel, and they'll bid on the fabulous showcase. Lucky audience members can even win prizes from their seats. That comes to Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, Friday, January 17th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets by going online to ycpac.com or calling the box office at 776-2000. Also, if you're a fan of the 1960s hitmaker Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, well, Herb Alpert is also coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center with his wife, Lanny Hall, who was the lead singer for Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66. Herb Alpert, of course, the legendary trumpeter who jazzed up America's playlist with hits like A Taste of Honey and Rise. He returns with Lanny Hall. They've been married now for 45 years. It's an evening of timeless music, iconic melodies, and passion-fueled joy you will treasure. Herb Alpert, by the way, now a very popular and respected sculptor and painter in the Los Angeles area. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Then join me back here Monday with Janelle Rydell from AARP's free tax preparation service at several locations around the Quad Cities. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.